Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. It's a joy and pleasure to be with you once again. We'll be talking about the tax compliance and registration amnesty that the government is offering to all businesses in Grenada. And with me in the studio to talk about that is Mr. Trevor Mitchell, who is the tax inspector for the government of Grenada, and Ms. Karen Maureen Alexander, the public relations officer, and they both will be talking to us about what is happening within the Inland Revenue Department, Pacifica, dealing with the registration amnesty, and that's going, I think, until the end of March. They'll be telling us more about that coming up. Take a word from our sponsors. We come right back, and we have my discussion here with these both distinguished individual from the Inland Revenue Department. This is Inside Finance. We'll be right back.
Registration amnesty. Don't you ignore. Be secure. Registration amnesty. January to March. No penalty. Business owners, this one is for you. Are you registered with Inland Revenue?
Information, contact us on 435-1905 or email us at gndird@ird.gd.
Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance, and today we'll be talking to two distinguished individuals from the Inland Revenue Department, talking about tax compliance and registration amnesty. Mr. Trevor Mitchell, who is the tax inspector, and Ms. Karen Maureen Alexander, the public relations officer from the Inland Revenue Department. Special thanks to both of you for joining me here today for Inside Finance. Now, Karen, tell us, how long have you been working in the Inland Revenue Department?
It's been a year, almost 2 years. Almost 2 years now. Yes.
Trevor?
Yes, some months. Uh-huh.
It's been almost 5 years now.
5 years. So,
yes.
So you all are cooking the business. You all are there. Who is considered as being a compliant taxpayer? When we talk about a compliant person who, I guess, paying the taxes, who is considered?
To effectively determine who is a compliant taxpayer, you must first look at it individually, per taxpayer. Because each taxpayer would have different taxes that they're liable to pay.
Mm.
Okay? There are different tax legislations per tax type.
Mm.
For example, there is Property Tax Act, there is the Income Tax Act, there is the VAT Act.
Mm.
Okay, and each act requires different things from each taxpayer. Okay, so generally speaking, a compliant taxpayer would be someone who complies with whichever tax step that they're liable to comply to.
So that's across the board. It doesn't matter who you comply within the sector or the section that you are.
You comply to which tax act that you have to comply to. So now, there are requirements for each tax.
So if I am not paying my property tax,
then you're not complying with the Property Tax Act.
Okay. If I'm not paying my insurance tax, well, not insurance tax. But if I am not paying my taxes for my business.
Yes, then
you're not compliant.
No. And that means I had to be fully up to date for me to be compliant.
Yes, compliant with whatever the tax act requires you to.
Yeah. So how would you, when you look at Grenada and look at what's happening, about how many of our people are tax compliant in Grenada? Is 25%, 50%, 60%?
The majority of taxpayers are relatively compliant.
In Grenada?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Yes, at least we are not as bad as most people would make it sound. But most Grenadians, you are saying, pay their taxes.
Yes.
Okay, congratulations to all of us for paying our taxes. Are there penalties that are associated with failing to file or pay on time?
Yes, there are penalties involved in non-compliance. That is failure to file and failure to pay on time. Okay, now the failure to file on time, it's 5% of the amount that is due, plus a further 1% every month the failure to file continues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's $500 or $100 for every month the failure to comply, failure to file continues, the greater of the two of them. So to break it down mathematically simple, is that if the amount due it exceeds $10,000, that taxpayer would have a penalty of 5% plus a 1% for every month the failure to file continues.
So 10% up front immediately.
5%.
5%. Sorry.
5%.
If you do not pay.
If you do not pay on time, yes.
On time. And thereafter, 1% every month.
Every month, the failure to file continues.
Of the remaining balance.
Yes.
So that's why I have so many people have a lot of money owing the government is more out of interest than the money they actually pay.
Yes, failure to file.
All right. Well, I hope there's some amnesty or something coming.
Failure to pay on time, it's a 20% of the tax that is unpaid.
Repeat that?
Failure to pay.
Failure to pay your taxes.
Failure to pay your taxes would result in a 20% fee of the amount due but not paid.
Hold on a minute. So if I owe, let's say, the government $100,000 in taxes,
yes,
right? And I did not pay my taxes for whatever reason.
Yes.
How much of that I have to pay?
20%.
20%?
Of the amount
of the amount owing. See, there is a requirement to file and there's one to pay. So if you file on time and the amount that you have to pay is $100,000, then you would not incur the failure to file penalty, but the 20% would be due on the late payments.
On the late payment.
Yes.
So it means filing on time avoid me from paying the 20%?
The 5%.
The 5%.
Or the $500, whichever one is greater.
All right. Repeat that.
Yeah, it's 5% of the amount due.
Mm-hmm.
Or $500, whichever one is greater.
So which one?
Whichever one is greater.
You would have to pay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Miss Karine, have it right?
Yes.
Karine. Now, what is IRD doing to improve their tax payment compliance? How are you helping? You are the person responsible for what we say, the marketing of making sure that we know what we should know?
Yes.
Right. So talk to us about what are you doing? What are they doing to help us to come to comply?
Okay, so we recently had a tax compliance strategy developed to govern our operational plans for improving tax compliance at IRD. And this includes education. We believe that an educated taxpayer is a more compliant taxpayer, and like programs like this will encourage people to be more compliant. So education, we're thriving on that, as well as we do reminders. We provide reminders of due dates and so on through press releases, emails, phone calls, and so. We started a new program on WeFM that is being aired every other Tuesday. So that's new. That's pretty new. Just last week or 2 weeks ago we started. Yes. And then we do taxpayer advisories for new taxpayers as well. So that's part of what we do at IRD to ensure that people are more compliant. Also, we have payment plans for people, for taxpayers who owe exorbitant amounts. So you can come to the office on the collections and enforcement unit there, and you can speak to one of the officers there, and they can arrange a payment plan for you to pay in stages, in installments.
Okay, so there are also one who failed to pay their taxes or a huge amount. They can come in and sit down and talk with the officer to be able to give them some kind of payment plan, like how you're paying your loan in the bank or the credit union or installments in whatever way. Just so you're paying courts, you could pay the government too? Okay, all right. Now, what is a registration amnesty? Explain that to us.
Okay, registration amnesty is currently is ongoing. It started January and we're into February, so it's for 3 months, January to March. It ends March 31st, and it's for businesses that are not yet in our database. So we're giving business owners an opportunity to register their business with Inland Revenue. There's a penalty for failure to register, and that incurs a $2,500 penalty. So
right, but if I have a business, right, and it is not registered with the with the government, it's not registered anywhere. I just have a operating a business. How do you deal with that?
Well, it's now an opportunity to get registered, but first you have to register with the. In some instances, well, yes, you have to register with the Supreme Court.
Right.
First, and then you come to us.
But what if I do not even want to register with the Supreme Court? I'm a little business running. I'm not interested in no big thing. I have a little business, a little name, and I'm operating the thing outside my house or somewhere. I'm not interested in doing anything. What are you saying to me, Dan?
It is by law that you register every business that operates in Grenada.
Small or big?
Small, yes. Big, micro, yes. Large.
So even though I make $20 a day, I should register too? Asking because, I mean, if I run a little barbecue on the side of the road, and I mean, once a week, you're saying to me, I should come and register too?
Yes, we advise you to come and register. You never know. I mean, you start small, but you can end up large.
Mm-hmm.
So we're encouraging everyone. And it puts you into practice. Well, if you have that focus of becoming a viable business, you could say.
So what is the benefit for the government if I run a little barbecue by the side of the road, come in and register to get, I mean, to for what? Why should I? I mean, there is no need. I don't see no need to. Why should I come and do it?
Well, it's for you to be legal. As I said, the law protects us, and we have to educate you on what is required for you to be legal. The law states that all businesses in Grenada should be registered.
So if I'm selling drinks in the back of a van when there is a funeral by Lacroix artery or something.
You see, Pastor.
Well, no, I'm trying to get it. Don't get me in. I'm just trying to understand. You see, every business.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to understand what you mean by that.
See, Pastor, as Karine mentioned, that the law. Now, we recently implemented a Tax Administration Act that was passed effective May 1st.
May 1st, okay.
Yes.
Now, this law says that every person who may become liable to the payment under the Income Tax or the Annual Stamp Tax Act should register within 30 days after commencing the business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right. Let's say I am a contractor. Not a contractor. A person, somebody give me a house to build. I don't know name, I know, they give me a house to build. You can't consider that a business.
Yes, it is.
How is it a business? A man give me a house to build. I just build a house for him. Yeah. I'm running a business. He give me a house to build.
Okay, but aren't you earning that income from the business?
Yeah, like everybody. Like you go to work and the government pay you and you own in a salary. So I own in a salary. The man pay me to build the house. I'm getting a salary like you. I'm running a business. So why should I... Do I have to come and register?
But you're providing a service to him. So,
right,
in other
yes.
words, you're selling your service to him.
But you're selling
so this would be considered a business.
But you're selling your service to the government too, so you consider to...
No, it's different because I'm employed with the government.
Yes.
So, but I'm employed by the man to build a house. No, I'm just trying to understand. Because it's the same way, because you're saying every business must... but I'm trying to get the clarity between a person who just doing something... And a person who have a business that they run. I'm just trying to get, so the person who's listening over there need to understand if they have a business or not, based on your explanation.
Okay. I think we have a definition for what a business is. According to Section 2 of the Income Tax Act, A business includes any profession, vocation, trade, manufacture, venture or undertaking, provision of personal services or technical and managerial skills, and any adventure or concern in the nature of trade but does not include employment. So as Trevor said, we're employed with the government.
Right. So so you're saying if somebody employed somebody to build a house, that's different to a man giving a man a contract to build a house. That's two different things. Because somebody could employ somebody to build a house. They pay him. I could pay you $200 a day to build a house for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I could contract you and give you a contract to build this house for me. That's different. That's two different things.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, could you repeat that?
Let's say someone, they employ someone to build a house. I'll pay you $200 a day to build this house for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's one way. The other way, I am contracting you to build this house for me. It costs $1.5 million. I'll pay you on stages to do it. I'm saying that's two different ways. One is employed, he's employed, and one, I give a contract. So you're saying the one who give the contract is the one that would consider a business. The one we employ as a daily worker to do, he's not a business.
You see, if you're in the business of building houses, that would be your trade. Okay? And
right.
You're selling that service to the person. So it would be the same thing.
It would be the same thing.
Yes.
So then a carpenter going and work for a person and he paying a daily paid or a mason. So he's considered to have a business?
He's employed with somebody.
Right, but
yes.
Now I'm saying,
uh-huh.
So if somebody is paid on a daily basis to work, that's different from somebody getting a contract. So if somebody employ me to do something for them and pay me daily, I'm like a daily worker. But if they contract me, that's different.
Yes, that's different.
Okay, so that's all I'm trying to get clear.
Yes.
In terms of what it is. Okay. All right. That's just what this thing is about. It's trying to get their clarity.
Yes.
Are you targeting any particular type of business in this whole amnesty and what you're trying to do?
No, it's across the board. As I said earlier, all businesses should be registered. So the target is everyone. It's across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're micro, you're operating from your home, you're operating on the side of the road, you have an office, you have a building, you have a company, you should register with the Inland Revenue Division.
Business is business.
Business is business. Business.
All right, folks, I'm speaking here with Trevor Mitchell, who is the tax inspector, and Karen.
Karen Marine Alexander.
What's the second name?
Maureen.
Karen.
Yes, Karen.
Karen Maureen Alexander, who is a public relation officer. And they're talking to us about taxes, what is happening in Grenada, the amnesty, and trying to bring some explanation to them. If you find I've been a bit hard on the question, but I just want to get the clarity myself so you can. And we take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I'll continue my discussion and dialogue here with them, helping us to have a better understanding of what this tax is all about. This tax amnesty and other things.
Registration amnesty. Don't you ignore. Be secure. Registration amnesty. January to March. No penalty. Business owners, this one is for you. Are you registered with Inland Revenue? Be lucky and coward. Get registered.
For more information, contact us on 435-1905 or email us at gndird@ird.gd.
Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon, and I'm speaking here with Trevor Mitchell, tax inspector, and Karen Maureen Alexander, who's a public relation officer, and we're talking about the taxes and what's happening here in Grenada. Are there laws that obligate businesses to register?
Yes, there is. And as I mentioned earlier, Section 12 of the Tax Administration Act that was implemented May 1st, 2016, it states that every person liable or who may become liable for the payment under the Income Tax Act and Annual Stamp Tax Act shall register within 30 days after commencing business.
All right, so 30 days after commencing so business, law state clearly
what should happen. That law mandates that the business owners come and get registered within 30 days.
So, folks, if you have a little business running, you need to go and register. And there is an amnesty with no charges until the end of
March.
Until the end of March. So whatever little business, say a popcorn or a little business out there, a house, a little shop, you need to register and there has been no charges to you. But after that?
Yeah, after that, the full penalty.
The full penalty will be included.
Which is $2,500.
$2,500. Yes. Wow. Okay, so we need to go and register. Now, what is required to register? What is required of me as a business to register, if I have a business, small or big?
Yes, it depends on the business organization type. For instance, the sole traders and partnership, they're required to bring in their certificate along with a statement of particulars for the business. And this is obtained at the courthouse, registry courthouse. Now, for the companies, they're required to bring their articles of incorporation plus the certificate of incorporation. Now, the articles of incorporation and the statement of particulars is a legal document obtained at the courthouse, which would have the business information if it's a partnership contract or information about the business.
Okay, so I could register and name, just the name of my business, and then after get a name, I could come and register with the government?
Yes.
So I don't have to go through all them lawyers and them and do all them stuff?
Well, to...
If I have a little business...
To start a company, it's a legal entity, so you would need some legal advice. But the small business,
right? The small business,
sole traders and partnership,
right?
That's not necessary.
That's not necessary.
No,
you just go and get a name.
Get a name. Yes.
Okay, and that will do. All right. Where can business owners register their business?
Registration happens at the Inland Revenue Division. That's the Ministry of Finance under Carnage. So we have our taxpayer service representatives, and we're waiting for you. So come in and get registered.
So where do I pass to get there? How do I get to your office? I never come there. I mean, I could ask question, but if you give me some guidance, how could you tell me?
It's at the waterfront. That's as close to Nawassa. Nawassa
yes.
Building.
Okay, so the Nawassa end.
It's to the left.
Yes,
it's to the left-hand side at the tunnel entrance.
Okay, so I'm entering from there.
Yes.
Yes. Through the car park.
Through the car park.
You come around as if you're going towards the water. But
right.
Not in the water.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yes. As if upstairs treasury.
Upstairs treasury office. Okay.
Yes.
So I could pass from the front or the back.
You can pass both places.
Both places and get there.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Must prefer the waterfront. Yes.
But the preferred place to pass
is the waterfront.
The waterfront is easier.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there a cost for registration with IRD?
There's no cost to register with us at the Inland Revenue Division. However, if you fail to register, as I said earlier, then that penalty of $2,500 will come into play. And that's, right now we have the registration amnesty, so you're waived off that. You'll not be paying the $2,500 if you're already in existence. You will not pay the $2,500, but when March ends, if you wait until after the amnesty period, you will be liable to pay that $2,500.
So then I could wait till next year and come and register at a particular time and I wouldn't have to pay then too. I'm just asking.
After March 31st,
penalty comes into play, you pay the $2,500.
Right. I come in to register my business.
Yes.
I could just say my business have no started. I've already started. So, I mean, what's the difference? I'm just simply saying.
We're going to do our own field visits and determine that.
And determine that.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, you do your own and I'll do my own.
Yes, you know what
I'm Okay. But the important thing is that you're saying, look, hey,
Take advantage of that.
And we're trying to clean up the books. We're trying to get persons to come in. And no matter how big or small your business is or sole trader, we want you to go and register your name and come and get started.
Yeah. And when you register, if you don't meet the threshold, you don't necessarily have to pay. Trevor can't.
Because what is the threshold?
As I mentioned earlier, there is a requirement to pay. And there is a requirement to file.
Mm-hmm. Explain these two.
Yes. So for income tax purposes, to pay, you must meet the threshold, which is the excess of $36,000
a year.
So business whose income is less than $36,000, they're not required to pay. but they would require to file a return.
Every year?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm required to file my return.
Yes. Yeah, that's not your purchases and expenses and things like that.
Right. $36,000 of income?
Net profit.
Okay. All right. 36,000 net profit. Yes. All right. Now, what happens after a business owner registers his business? What happens
after the business owner registers his or her business? The application is processed. We try and do it within 2 days. And that taxpayer is called in to do what we call a tax advisory visit. That's where we educate them about the different tax that they may be liable to, and also explain to them their obligations. So that education part of the tax laws starts with us.
Okay, so you are the person who educate. Once they come to register, you normally have a session with them to educate them what is required.
We don't leave them in space and they wondering, well, which
is next. Yes.
Okay.
And what are my due dates? When I'm supposed to file? When I'm supposed to pay? All that will be given when you come to the advisory.
So they wouldn't be left in the wooden jungle of taxes.
Yes, we'll help
not
them.
Wondering what
We're
to
helping
do.
Helping them to comply.
All right, folks, you heard that.
Also making it easier for them to comply.
Okay. All right. All right, my final question to you. Are there any benefits from registering with the Inland Revenue Department? What are the benefits? Now, you're telling me come and register, but what are the benefits? Is it better for me to stay where I am and not come and register? What are the benefits to come in and register?
Yes, there are a few benefits. For instance, business owners who import goods and they have to clear it at customs, they require to submit that TIN number, that tax number, which they obtain from the Inland Revenue, and present to the custom officers. They would require to present that TIN number.
Okay, so
business at customs will be hassle free in that.
So that's one.
Yes.
That's what's the other?
In terms of concessions, very applicable. They would need that tax ID.
Right, they would need that too.
Yes,
in order to.
Yes, to make the process easier for them.
To make the process easier. That's two. What's the third? I'm asking. I don't know. Ask. Is there more? Because the business...
In case, for instance, non-residents who is employed in Grenada, they would need what you call a worker's permit.
Mm.
Right? And they require to submit that to the Ministry of Works. So they would need to submit a tax identification number to the Ministry of Works.
Or labor.
Okay. All right, folks. You shared some good information with me this morning. Very good information today, I must say. That even helped me to have a clearer understanding. And I'm sure there are many persons over there who have a better understanding of the taxes, and the amnesty is still the end of March.
Yes, it's until
you will
March
not have
31st.
To pay no backlog of penalties.
No penalty for failure to register.
For failure, so that's the only thing.
Yes.
Failure to register. Well, you can't tax me because you can't tax for nothing because I have a registration. So it's not that you'll tax me for something.
Yes, even though you're involved in business, you should be keeping some form of records.
That's could be true, could not. But if I keep in records, fine. But if I'm not keeping records, you can't tax me. I mean, because that's my starting point. I come to register with you. All I'm saying, I don't want to come fearful that if I come to you and register, I know you're coming back and dig up all my past to be able to tell me all this that to pay. So that just give me another reason not to come. I'm just simply saying, I come and I register. Is it that it starts when I register? From there, you start terms. I start to determine, because I don't know what tax or what not, but you'll educate me on what I need to do going forward.
Yeah.
We're meeting you halfway.
We're meeting halfway.
Yes.
Right. Whatever that halfway is, Miss Alexander. All right, folks, I am Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for being with me today. It's a Trevor Mitchell. He's a tax inspector. And Miss Karine.
Maureen, yes. Karine.
Maureen Alexander, the public relation officer. Thank you so much for sharing. I wish both of you well as you continue to educate the Grenadian public on what is necessary and what we need to know when it comes to taxes. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance. I wish you a great day. Go to the website sgbcgrenada.com and also the Ministry of Finance website. This program will be uploaded there. Have a great week. Join me in next week at the same time. We do it all over again right here on this station.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.